RTE2FM. I've been dying to have these chats, and we're going to kick off a series of these chats because it is so important. Now, recreational drug use has been part of society for hundreds, if not thousands of years. But if one thing is certain, that's going to continue. And for those who consider taking substances like cocaine, ecstasy or heroin, it's important to not only understand the illegality and possible ramifications from a legal perspective, but also the health implications of that decision. Today, I'm joined by Associate Professor in Addiction at Trinity College Dublin, Johanna Ivers, in the first of a series we are doing on recreational drugs. And this morning, we're going to take a look at cannabis. Johanna, thank you so much for being with us today. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks a million for having me, Jennifer.
It's great to have you. Can we kick off with your background and what you do in Trinity and tell us about yourself?
So basically, I suppose I've only ever worked in addiction. I think it started quite my need and want to kind of change things. So there's two reasons. Unfortunately, I am the family member. I've lost people to addiction, both immediate family and extended family. I grew up in Dublin's North Inner City, and I mean, you're great at giving people a voice on this from the North Inner City. And but you'll know that it's disproportionately affected by addiction and drug use. So I grew up around it. I didn't just lose family members. I lost classmates, friends, community members. So I always had this passion and drive to want to do better in that space. And so initially I trained and I worked in clinics and I was assessing people for treatment, getting them into treatment. And that was quite good. But I suppose I had this very narrow view. If we get people into treatment, we get them a bed in a residential detox, then they're sorted. And that worked for a while. But then the community I was working in at the time, there were a massive cluster of deaths. And I just thought, you know what? Whatever I was doing wasn't working, whatever we were doing, but I wasn't effective there. So I decided to go back to, you know, return to education, go back to public health and try to really understand it from a population level. So what, and I felt that that would be the way that I would be more effective.
Okay. Wow. We're going to talk about cannabis. And I said to you off air, I said, we're going to go down the road, we're going to talk about ecstasy, we're going to talk about cocaine, which are kind of probably more serious or whatever. But you pointed out that it is the most popular drug across Ireland and Europe. Cannabis, it just is. We all kind of, I suppose, in our lives, we all know someone who smokes it or who uses cannabis. But let's talk about cannabis itself. What exactly is it? What forms can it come in?
Yeah, so basically it's a plant-based drug, cannabis stevia plant, and we often hear the term marijuana. They're the same thing, they just both come from different parts of the plant. So in terms of how it comes as a smokable substance, an ingestible substance, so you've heard of the edibles, and usually or in an oil, so people can absorb it that way. So they're the types and ways that we can use cannabis.
Okay, and how might somebody typically feel after using it?
So people report wanting to feel a little bit more relaxed or mellowed, and so a lot of people will even save cannabis for the end of the day because it is a relaxant. Mm-hmm. Generally it's a relaxant, and so people often use it to induce sleep.
And can people have negative reactions to it?
They can. I mean, it's like any substance, Jennifer. You can overdo it. So you can, you know, take in too much, and you can have anything from a headache to nausea, diarrhea, or then
paranoia.
I was going to say, in terms of the physical or psychological things, you could get paranoid. You can have high anxiety, and in some cases, obviously not that common, but panic attacks.
Okay. Does that have a long-term effect? So let's say you smoke and you say, oh, I only have, you know, a couple of spliffs a week. But if you're doing that for a certain amount of years, what are the long-term effects of cannabis?
You see, this is the thing. And again, not to be too technical, but you have to think about drugs in two ways. And cannabis is one of those. So you have to think about it in terms of direct mortality. So if I take a drug, is it going to kill me? If you smoke a cigarette, you won't die the first time. But and the same with cannabis. If you smoke a joint, you're not going to die. You can't overdose in the same way as you can like opioids. But what you can do is you contribute. So it's relative mortality. anxiety. So not what kills me now, but what will kill me down the line. So there's psychological effects that you talked about, the long-term effects, particularly around anxiety and psychosis.
Yeah.
And then there's also the physical ailments. So if you think about most people smoke cannabis. So if you're a smoker of cigarettes and cannabis, you're really upping your chances of lung cancer. And equally then, there are some underlying issues for some people around cardiac health. And cannabis is something that can contribute to that down the line. So yes, we all should be very aware that there's contributing factors. And just because you use the drug now and it's fine, doesn't mean it'll be that way in 10 years' time.
Did you see it in the treatment centres, or in your opinion, is this a drug that you can become dependent on, let's say? I mean, can you build up a tolerance to it? Is this something that people get addicted to?
Yeah, listen, all substances are addictive.
Sure, yeah.
And all substances cause dependence. And ultimately, it's about the why. Why are people using drugs? And that's what gets people dependent rather than the substance. But cannabis can be one of those really habitual things, you know. And I know we talked about it earlier, that some people take it to get them going, or they tie it to these tasks in their day, or emotional feelings like, oh, I'll have a joint and then I'll get myself going, or I'm going to go to work, I'll have a joint first. So it's quite habitual in that sense. So anything that we use that frequently, we can really become tolerant to, and tolerance leads to more use, and more use can lead to dependence and addiction.
Okay. Can you overdose on cannabis? I don't know the answer to this. I presume not.
No is the answer. In the same way as, let's say, if you took an opioid, you could die. It, you know, depresses your respiratory system. Cannabis will depress your respiratory system, but not in the same way. So you can overdo cannabis, but you can't overdose from cannabis.
Okay, gotcha. And are there types of people out there with certain health problems that should absolutely avoid cannabis?
Yeah, I think the ones I mentioned, like anybody with a physical underlying health issue that they know about, they just shouldn't take cannabis. Again, as I say, if you're somebody that is pushing a risk up in terms of if you drink a lot and you smoke a lot, then you need to consider your cannabis intake, because both of those things highly contribute to cancers. And equally then, anybody with a cardiac issue, because drugs will have an effect on your cardiac system, and cannabis is no different. So again, they're the broad terms, but anybody with any physical or psychological, and really we're talking about people, and you know yourself, Jennifer, anxiety is quite a spectrum. But anybody with anxiety, and particularly anybody who had a serious mental health issue like psychosis or schizophrenia, should absolutely avoid cannabis.
Okay. Because you would often hear people using it as an excuse to smoke cannabis if they have anxiety, and this is a relaxant, this helps me mellow. You know what I mean? So there is ramifications for that down the line.
There is, and there's a real sense of, you know, immediate relief. If you take a joint, it will relax you immediately. Mm. But if you're somebody that is anxious, that will exacerbate or make that worse down the line. So it's a bit like when we take an alcoholic drink, you know, you'll take the edge off. If you have a few of them, the next day we have the fear. So it's the same thing. It's that level of, yeah, just being aware that in the immediate you might feel relief, but really try and assess that and see what's helping you. One thing we, and I always talk to people about, is the positive effects of drugs. So if you really want to help someone change their drug use or their behaviour around drug use, you really need to tap into what are the benefits? What is someone getting from that? And is that something we could help them with somewhere with a technique or a tool? So ultimately, that's the way you're kind of trying to tap into that stuff.
Do you see a lot of people, young people, trying cannabis, addicted to cannabis in Ireland today?
I don't see people, because I do work in public health, so all of my research is translational. I deal with populations of drug users. I used to work in adolescent addiction services and adult addiction
services.
And
when you worked in those services, was there adolescents or adults in for cannabis?
Not in the traditional addiction services that we have, and I suppose I may divert your conversation here, but I think that's how the services are set up, so people won't come for cannabis. But certainly it was the main presentation for adolescents, and it continues to be. And we know from the HRB stats that there is a cohort clinically showing up for that treatment.
Wow. Okay. And just lastly, if someone was going to try cannabis in a legal setting, of course, what advice would you give them?
Well, I'd give them the advice to start, you know, start low and go slow. So have a little bit and see how you are with it. If you're somebody that does have a tolerance, that's going to be different. So again, build that slowly. I suppose always use any drug when you're with somebody else. But the I suppose the active ingredient in cannabis is THC. So I would go for something with the lower end of that, because it comes in a range of potency. So start at the lowest. Again, I suppose like anything, you can have a hangover from cannabis the next day or during the day. Be kind to yourself. Eat something nutritious. Go for a walk. Connect with friends.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know you could have a hangover.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Absolutely. Really, really interesting. And we're going to continue these chats. Professor Johanna Ivers, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us today. Firstly, I've been dying to do this chat for a long, long time. And also, you guys have been dying to talk about it because I'm getting a lot of texts into 51552. I'm just going to read some out to you before I let you go. Hi, Jennifer. Long-term effects of cannabis is so dangerous. My partner was completely dependent on it every day just to function. So you rarely hear these stories about cannabis, don't you? He ended up having a full-blown psychotic breakdown when he tried to stop. He was so mentally unwell and didn't know it. In treatment now, thank God, people think it's harmless, but they have no idea. Another text. Jen, can you ask Johanna what her thoughts are on CBD oil? Is it an introduction to drugs? My son has started on it. He's doing his exams and he's extremely anxious. What do you think about CBD oil?
CBD oil's an interesting one. I suppose it isn't harmful in the same way as cannabis is, even though we tend to talk about them as the same range. So it isn't a product that can help relax people.
Does it not have the THC that we were talking about? Okay.
It's removed from that. And so it's often used for medicinal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never really studied CBD. So I'm kind of limited there. But
But from the angle of, you know, the THC is the stuff that's going to get you high, I suspect.
Yeah,
and,
you know, the psychoactive ingredient.
The psychoactive ingredient that you have to be aware of the potency. CBD oil does not have that.
Yeah, it's apples and pears. Yeah.
Apples and pears. There we go. Listen, thank you so much. Next week, we'll be taking a similar look at another common recreational drug, and that's cocaine. We have talked about cocaine with addicts on the show before and the ramifications of being addicted to cocaine. But this is going to be a very different conversation. But if you have any questions or you want to know anything, or if there's somebody in your life that you think may have a problem, you can get in touch with the show with any questions. Jen at rte.ie.